Advocates for domestic violence prevention say the 4-month suspension for Kratz doesn't fit the crime. In 2009, he sent dozens of sexually explicit text messages to a woman while he was prosecuting her boyfriend for strangling her. Beth Schnorr of Harbor House Domestic Violence Services in Appleton says the ruling ignores the impact Kratz's action had on the victim.
How difficult this was for her to experience, number one, from someone who was supposed to be handling her case, someone she was supposed to trust, and then he's intimidating and harassing her when she's already been a victim and now victimized again by someone in a position of power. 4 months, and then he still gets to practice law after that? Wow.
A spokesman for End Domestic Abuse Wisconsin, Tony Gibbert, agrees.
The court never acknowledges the wide impact that this atrocious behavior had on the system generally, and in particular, vulnerable victims of crime.
After the allegations became public, Kratz resigned as county prosecutor, went through sexual addiction treatment, and his wife divorced him, and he filed for bankruptcy. Since then, he started a new law firm specializing in criminal defense. In a statement released today, Kratz makes no mention of the victims of his actions, but he says he's grateful he can still practice law and is working to help other attorneys deal with addictions that they suffer from. In two concurring opinions in the Kratz ruling, Chief Justice Shirley Abrahamson and Justice David Prosser called for a thorough review of the way the Office of Lawyer Regulation investigates and prosecutes attorneys for ethical violations. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.